Okay, we'll begin. Now, when I chose to study the Malbim this year, this is the sixth year that we have decided to concentrate on one commentary. And this year we're studying the Malbim, so one of the things that I was a little bit concerned about is that the Malbim's commentary on certain parashios, and especially on Vayikra, is very halachic and technical in nature. So this year is really more about inspiring ideas, ideas of growth. It's not like a halachic class. And it happens to be this week is the first week in the whole Torah of studying the Malbim that there was literally not one piece in the entire Malbim on Tazria that was of the type of Torahs that we tell over in this shir. So luckily what I did is I went to Parshas HaChodesh, because this Shabbos is not only Parshas Tazria, it's also Parshas HaChodesh. And when we learned Bo, we did not speak out these pieces on the Malbim. So what I'll ask you to do is please turn to Parshas HaChodesh. And the topics that we do this week are really going to focus mostly on, I think actually exclusively, on Parshas HaChodesh. So if you can open up the Chumash to page 184. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aaron ve'eretz Yitzrayim le'mor ha'chodesh hazeh lochem rosh chodeshim. So let's see what the Malbim has to say. Now the first piece is an idea that the Malbim has been stressing time and time again. And I get sent to my house these beautiful pamphlets of Rav Moshe Shapiro from Israel, who has a whole long arichas about this. Maybe we'll touch upon it a little bit. So ha'chodesh hazeh lochem. Kvar hisbar ba'yel sashachar. Says the Malbim, I have already written in my other work, Ayel Sashachar. This is a famous idea in the Malbim. We have seen this idea a number of times already this year. Whenever you see the word Lachem, it's interesting, the word Lachem. The Torah keeps stressing Lachem twice in this pasuk. This month is for you, Rosh Chodeshim. So, Milas Lachem Batam Daik Lachem Velo Lachem. Upo Kafel Milas Lachem. In this passage, the word Lachem appears twice. Ki Amitzrim Lohaya Etzlam Chodeshi Levana Klal. The Egyptians did not count, they did not calculate months of the moon at all. V'chol min yanam ha'ya l'chama. The Egyptians only counted, they only used the solar calendar. So only the sun, Shahirosh Avodasim Kanoda. And we know that the sun played an important role in the Egyptian religion. V'etzal Yisrael ha'ya haminag mimos adam arishon. L'chashev chodshei levana. Says the Malbim, already from the days of Adam Arishon, the Jewish people have had the custom to count months by the moon. K'moshe v'atzon m'cheshben ha'mabul. As we found where the Torah describes the Mabul. Aval adata ha'yu choshen es tishrei l'rishon. However, until this point in history, so the Jewish people, even though they always counted by the moon, they considered Tishrei to be the first of the months. Uchadas Reb Elazar Barash Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph. Ki Oz Nivra Ha'olam. That's when the world was created. V'Oz Hu Rosh Hashanah. The Yisrael. So here, when the Jews are in Egypt and they're ready to go out, so Hashem commands Moshe and Aaron, the Yisrael Nitzdavu Limnos Michodesh Nisan, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shaz Nishtachlila Etzlam Hanhaga Meula Mehanhaga Sateva. Because now it was embodied, it was imbued in the Jewish people, it was established by the Jewish people at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hanhaga Meula Mehanhaga Sateva. A different type of God conducting the world, which was more elevated than conducting the world just through nature, Shatoli B'Rias Olam, that conducting the world through nature, that depended on what happened at the creation of the world. Ki me'oz hischil ha'hanhoga ha'ashkachis. From this moment on, Parshas HaChodesh, from this moment on, Hashem started conducting the world with a Hanhaga Hashkachis, with a Hanhaga of Hashkacha, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu changing nature according to the actions of the Jewish people, as you will remember that the Malbim has stressed time and again in his commentary. Va'al zeh kafal milas lachem. And it is because of that that the word lachem is doubled. What do you mean, why is lachem doubled? HaKodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim, rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana. Why is it doubled? So one lachem is that you follow the lunar calendar and not the solar calendar. And the other lachem is by the fact that you follow the lunar calendar, right now, it's not, lachem is not just Tishrei, it's not just the Tishrei world, it's now a Nisan world. And just to diverge for a moment, this beautiful pamphlet here, I get sent to my house every week, these shiurim from Rav Moshe Shapiro from the land of Israel. So he develops this idea that in the Haggadah, you know, we say in the Haggadah, Yochol Meirosh Chodesh. You might think that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim begins from Rosh Chodesh. He's asking here, why would one think that the mitzvah, what does the Haggadah mean, Yochol Meirosh Chodesh? You might have thought that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim would start from Rosh Chodesh. Very strange. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is V'gadol V'incha Bayom Ahu. So, he points to a number of psukim. He says, you take a look, once we're in Parshas Bo, this is of course not Parshas HaChodesh anymore, but of course at the very end of Parshas Bo, you have Hayom Atem Yotzim B'Chodesh HaAviv. Right? You have Hayom Atem Yotzim B'Chodesh HaAviv. It's the month of spring. There's a very big significance when we talk about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Parshas HaChodesh, we're beginning to speak about it. We're really starting to think seriously about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says that you see that the Chumash is stressing Hayom Atem Yotzim B'Chodesh HaAviv, that the month of spring is very important. The month is important. Even the word Chodesh itself means Chadash, and the month of spring is very important. And Rav Moshe Shapiro here in this pamphlet uses a similar idea to what the Malbim says over here about how, as we've been speaking about in the Malbim, that during the time of Nisan, when Hashem created this new reality that now the world can be subject to Chiddush, it can be subject to not just laws of nature, but the world is now subject to a reality where man's actions now can control what happens. And Hashem is going to get involved in the world in a miraculous kind of a way to reward the Jewish people or chas v'shalom in the other direction. So the whole month, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, the whole month of Nisan, since it's Chodesh HaAviv, as Rav Moshe Shapiro says, what's Chodesh HaAviv? Chodesh HaAviv is the month where new things sprout out from nothingness. That's what the spring is about. Chodesh Aviv. New things sprout out. There was a long winter, and the winter is cold, and the land is covered over. And he says that's why Matan Torah has its roots in this month as well. Why? Because when God comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and chooses him to be the person to lead the Jewish people out, so he comes to him on Har Sinai, and he says to him, because the whole mitzias of Torah, is a world that's not rational. It's not just a world of teva, a world of nature. When Torah gets involved in the world, when a person studies Torah, the Jewish people are elevated by Torah and are defined by a Torah way of life. When we're defined by a Torah way of life, we have endless possibilities for creating new realities for ourselves. And that's what this month is about. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Again, I was so exhausted, didn't have time to read through every detail of this. Yesterday was a very difficult day for us in Yeshiva, very difficult funeral. Unfortunately, a terrible tragedy happened in Yeshiva this week. A very, very draining day in many, many ways. But But the good news is we're going to read Parshas HaChodesh this Shabbos. And Parshas HaChodesh is all about Chidush, the whole idea of the months, right? The Jewish people, we follow the lunar calendar. The lunar calendar says that even when the moon gets smaller, we know there's always going to be a brighter tomorrow. That's why we say, when we say we do Kiddush Levana, when we do Kiddush Levana, so we say the words, Shehem Asidim L'Schadesh Kamosa. We say about the Jewish people, Shehem Asidim L'Schadesh Kamosa. If you read the text of the Kiddush Levana, I'm not sure too many people actually ever sit and analyze the words of Kiddush Levana. But if you try to do it one time, there's one phrase there. Shehem Asidim L'Schadesh Kamosa. The Jewish people are going to be renewed Kamosa, like the moon. That's what we're thinking about when we say. Jerry, come on, we got your seat over here. What's going on? You can't sit back there. What do you mean? This is 12 years of sitting over here. Come on. Shehem, I'm sure you had a good excuse, Jerry. Don't worry about it. Shehem asidim l'schadesh kamosa. The Jewish people, we follow the Levana. And this has to be a tremendous message of encouragement to the Jewish people. We don't live by nature. We don't live by nature. Chazal say, Ein mazal Yisrael. We are not under the influences of nature. We can change nature. We can change the direction of nature. A person who lives the Torah way of life, a person who studies the Torah, a person who connects himself to Yiddishkeit, that's what Parshas HaChodesh is all about, says the Malbim, and says Rav Moshe Shapiro, that we have endless capabilities of being able to change nature, being able to turn around nature. A Jew who lives with Torah, who lives with HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, and the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim began this new reality for the Jewish people of endless possibilities of changing nature, of living a life above nature. A life of Torah is a life above nature, is a life that doesn't have to be just, right? Mitzrayim, Rav Moshe Shapiro talks about, Mitzrayim means Meitzarim. Meitzarim means boundaries. Mitzrayim was all about boundaries, the Jewish people. And Yetzias Mitzrayim means the Jewish people left those boundaries. They left it. They for Mitzrayim, they were there for a long period of Mitzarim, of boundaries. And HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim means this month, Hayom Atem Yotzim B'Chodesh Ha'aviv. Chodesh Ha'aviv. So he wants to explain, that's why we say at the Seder, Yochol Me'Rosh Chodesh. That there was a Havamina, at least a Havamina, there was a possibility that we would think that you'd actually have to begin, that you would actually be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Sipri Tzitzayim already from Rosh Chodesh, because the whole month is all about the Chidush, about this new reality, about breaking free from the bonds of an Egyptian mentality. The Egyptian mentality is Mitzrayim. Life is about the sun. The sun is nature. The sun rises, the sun sets. The sun never changes. You don't ever see the sun changing. With the moon, we follow the moon because the moon gets smaller, gets bigger, gets smaller. It's always changing. And even when things look like they're going down, we know that right around the corner, they're going to get brighter again. And this is the Malbim's message number one. Let's continue. V'lakachu u'shcheino. V'lakachu u'shcheino. I know it's very, very interesting. There's so many aspects of Pesach that have to do with focus not on oneself, but focus on someone else. What's the very, very first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Pesach? The very, very first halacha is? Anybody know? Very first halacha in Hilchos Pesach? Ma'os chitim, very first halacha in Hilchos Pesach. You think it's something about chametz, matzah, no? Very first halacha is ma'os chitim. And what's the very first thing we do at the Seder? The very first thing in Magid, the very first thing we do at Magid? Halach ma'anya kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. Let's look at the Malbim. V'lakachu shcheino. Das Rabbi Akiva, shehu chova. Shetzarech lihimanos es shcheino, v'lo yishchad es pischo al hayachid. That there is an obligation that a person is not allowed to have, according to some opinions in Tanaim, a person is not allowed to slaughter the Korban Pesach alone. Not allowed to slaughter the Korban Pesach alone. The Korban Pesach has to be done, ein shochten sa Pesach al hayachid. An individual can't have the Korban Pesach by himself. V'das Rabbi Yishmael, shehu rishus. You don't have to, but it's optional. Im yirtzeh, yuchal limanas es shcheino. Rachok lomer shesvili Rabbi Akiva k'Rabbi Yehuda, dein shochten z'apesach ala yachidim, ken lomer paskin d'lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rak the sphere like Mashkasa Bipsachim. Kama de Efsher La Ahadure Mahadrinan. As many people as you could possibly have by the Seder. To have the Korban Pesach together, we try to do it. Mashkasa Rambam. Even though technically we paskin that it would be permissible, but we try very hard not to shech the Korban Pesach as an individual. If he's that plugged Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, I don't know who that is, Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know what it is. Tali b'shitasim b'harbi, Rabbi Huda, excuse me, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Huda, Tali b'shitasim b'harbi mitzvahs, Rabbi Shmuel, sorry, Rabbi Kiva uchova, Rabbi Shmuel huishus. Like other places where Rabbi Kiva says certain things are obligatory, Rabbi Shmuel says they are permissible by a lot of other places. What's the message for us? So I always understand this to mean something about Pesach. It's about creating a nation, right? We're all about creating a nation. The whole Yom Tov is not only about creating hischadshus for the Jewish people, but creating an entity of the Jewish people. And that's why Korban Pesach you're supposed to try to have not by yourself. You're not supposed to eat, have the Seder by yourself. You try to invite other people, invite family, kol dichmin, yeisei v'yeichol. There's a special focus on ma'os chitim, right? You don't have such a halacha by sukkis, right? That there's a special mitzvah. Of course, there's a mitzvah all year long to give tzedakah. But there's no special thing of kol dichvin yesei v'yechol, but to invite poor people into your sukkah, there's no halacha like that. It's a beautiful, wonderful, nice thing. You should do it. But by Pesach, there's a special din of Moos Chitim, a special din of inviting people in, because Pesach, we became a nation. And if it's Parshas HaChodesh this Shabbos, we're beginning to think about our nationhood, the birth of our nationhood. This is the time of the birth of our nationhood, and this is the time to strengthen our bonds with our brothers and sisters, with our fellow Jews. This is a very important theme of Pesach, and the Malbim sees this in the Pasuk Lakachu Ushchino, right? Pasuk Dalet. Lakachu Ushchino Hakarov El Beiso. Yeah, where is it? Yeah, Pasuk Dalet. Lakachu Ushchino. Yeah. Okay, let's continue. Right? Some of these psukim we don't really focus on so much usually. Take a look at Pasuk Vav. So what do you have to do? On the 10th, you have to take the Korban Pesach on the 10th. At least in Pesach Mitzrayim. We don't have that halacha by Pesach Doros. But in Pesach Mitzrayim, there was halacha. They had to take the Korban Pesach on the 10th, 4 days early, and check it. And check it. Bikur mimum. You had to check it to make sure there was no mum. Right? V'ha'yolachem l'mishmeres. What does mishmeres mean? You have to watch it. You have to watch the carbon for 4 days. Ad arba'asar yom l'chodesh hazeh. Says the Malbim. Take a look. V'ha'yolachem l'mishmeres. Hashmirahi shema'amidin shomer saviv hadavar leval yikrav elav ra. What's mishmeres? Mishmeres means you have to protect something. You surround something with protection to make sure that something bad doesn't happen to it. Uba gam al hasiyogim sheosim sviv hamitzvah. And mishmeres also applies to siyogim, fences that we build around the mitzvah. Bal yifka b'mitzvah atzma. So that we don't get damaged by messing up the mitzvah itself. Kemosha kasav ushmartem es mishmarti. There's a pasuk in the Chumash that says, "Ushmartem es mishmarti," you shall watch my watching. What do you mean, you shall watch my watching? Asu mishmeres lemishmarti. Things that I tell you to be careful and to watch, lest you not do, you're supposed to put additional watchings on my watchings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do that. Upo, here, Ba al bikur hamumin. Here we're talking about the halacha, right? Hashem says that it's not enough that you just bring a Korban Pesach that doesn't have a mum. You just check it to make sure it has a mum. You have to hold it 4 days early, and each day make sure you're going to give an added precaution to make sure that the thing doesn't have a mum. We're going to check it for 4 days. Dalad yamin upo ba al bikur hamumin dalad yamin kodem. Shabazesh Shomer Bal Yakriv Bal Mum. In this way, you will watch and make sure that you will not be makriv a baal mum. V'lama mizeh letamid. And the Gemara learns out from here that also the same halacha applies to the carbon tamid. Shigam sham ksiv lashon shmira. U'mashakasav, apparently there's a Gemara that learns out that you also require checking for mumin by the carbon tamid, because it also says over there shmira. And similar to the halacha that you have to have six of them, I believe what this means, the Gemara in Erech and Gramanach, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm just guessing here, but I think I'm correct, that for the carbon tamid they used to collect six animals so that they would make sure that they would have one that wouldn't have a mum. So they would be extra careful, and when they would gather the animals to prepare them for the carbon tamid, they would take six of them. Omnom. Okay, so the question is, what's the hazeh? Does that come to exclude that Pesach Doros doesn't need 4 days, or it comes to exclude Pesach Sheni doesn't need 4 days? But the bottom line is, the Malbim here ties this issue of watching the thing for 4 days before it gets a mum to the general issue of siyagim she'osim siva mitzvah. This is a very important lesson. We're going to repeat this lesson a number of times. As we all know, and our wives know a lot better than we know, this is the time of year with Pesach preparations that we spend a lot of time on preparation. This is a holiday that probably more than any other time of year, we put a lot of effort into preparing. And the main preparing that we're supposed to be doing is not just booking plane flights and packing suitcases, but we're also supposed to be cleaning chametz. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That also, we're supposed to be spending a lot of time cleaning chametz. There's a lot of symbolism in cleaning chametz, getting rid of the dirt. There's a lot of symbolism of that in Chazal. Even on a simple level, you know that there's a taisus at the beginning of Pesachim, and the whole iser, according to some, the whole iser of Baal Yira and Baal Yimatzei, the whole iser of Pesach of Baal Yira and Baal Yimatzei, that not only are you not allowed to eat chametz, and chametz itself is considered to be an iser kares, it's an iser kares, this is a very, very severe iser of eating chametz. That's one of the reasons why we have so many preparations around Pesach. We're preparing because of the chomer ha-iser, that's what Chazal say. The chomer ha-iser of consuming chametz. And you got to be prepared, and you got to start cleaning the house a month before, and you got to, even the Dinim Bedikas Chametz start a month before, the halachas of Bedikas Chametz really start a month before. If you're going on a trip, there's, right, so if you're going to leave out of town, so if you're leaving 5 days early, you still do Bedikas Chametz even a few days early, until 30 days before. So the Gemara says in Pesachim, within 30 days before the Yom Tov. Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, you're supposed to start learning the halachas. Some say that's only halacha by Pesach. There's a shita like that. And the whole din of Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag is a holiday that's all about preparation. It's all about preparation. And the Malbim here is talking about taking this one halacha. It's only halacha in Pesach Mitzrayim. It's not halacha in Pesach Doros. We don't have this halacha. Even if we would have the Beis Hamidrash, we wouldn't have the halacha of Bikur Mimumim Dalad Yomim. The halacha of Dalad Yomim was only by Pesach Mitzrayim. But the Malbim is extending it to the general din of Asum Mishmeres L'Mishmartin. I think that halacha has a lot to teach us. Asum Mishmeres L'Mishmartin. That we have an obligation to not only worry about not actually doing the Aveira itself. It's not enough for us to just worry about, oh, comes Pesach, I should make sure not to go buy a cheeseburger, and not to go buy a chametz, to buy a bagel. I have to make sure not to go eat a piece of cake on Pesach itself. But there's preparation. If we have reverence and respect for the things that we're not supposed to do, we're supposed to take measures to make sure we won't even be in the situation of being tempted to have it in the house that we would do that. So some Rishonim say that the reason why, let's say there's no technical iser to have treif in the house, but there is an iser to have chametz in the house. So what's the difference? It's the whole idea, well, maybe because it's severity of an Isser Karis, but that's the idea of preparation, that when it comes to this Yom Tov, when it comes to this time of year, we're going even further out of our way to make sure that we won't even be in the position. Some say that Ba'ira Ba'imatz is what's called a Siyag Doraisa. Even though it's an Issa Doraisa to have, normally we only have, that we have Dinim Drabanan that protect the Dinim Doraisa. But sometimes you have exceptions to the rule that you have these things called the Siyag Doraisa. Right? Rav Yosef Engel in his Sefer Asman Doraisa, he counted up all of the times you have in the Chumash where there's a Doraisa that protects a Doraisa. It's very strange. Usually you have a Drabanan. Asu Mishmeris to Mishmarti, that's this source that the Malbim quotes over here, that's why I'm talking about it now. This source that the Malbim talks about here, that's the commandment in the Torah, that we have to put the Rabbanan Dikah HaChakos around the Doraisas. We have a lot of times where the rabbis will make Takanas to Rabbanan to protect the Yisurim Doraisa. That's the way it normally works. But sometimes you have where the Torah itself places a boundary around itself. And by Pesach you have that, according to Yosef Engel, you have that. The Isser Vayura Bayimatzeh, why does Hashem say don't have Chametz in the house? Don't have Chametz in the house to make sure you won't come to the other Isser Doraisa. Now that's very strange. You don't usually have Yisurim Doraisa that are there to protect other Yisurim Doraisa. But what's the message? What's the message of this? He collects another one. What's another one? That the Torah says that a woman who you're not allowed to have marital relations with, let's say your sister or somebody else's wife, you're not allowed to have marital relations with. So there's a prohibition in the Torah. People don't know this. Or people don't want to know this, one or the other. People don't know this. There's a prohibition for a man to hug and kiss another man's wife. It's not only prohibited not to sleep with another man's wife, that we all know, that one we're familiar with, but there's also an Issa Doraisa. That's the way we hold. We hold this an Issa Doraisa. The Rambam says an Issa Doraisa might even be Yaharag Val Yavor. Probably is. Probably is Yaharag Val Yavor. I hate to reveal these secrets to people, but it might even be Yaharag Val Yavor, which means a person's supposed to be killed rather than violate that Issa. It doesn't mean you get killed if you do the Issa. No, it's not that. It's only an Isser Lav. It's only an Isser Lav. You only get 39 lashes. So 39 lashes, we're tough. We can take the 39 lashes. But there's an Isser Doraisa. I hate to break it to everybody, but there's an Isser Doraisa to kiss another man's wife, to hug and to kiss another man's wife. It's an Isser Doraisa. Might even be a Harag Val Yavar. You're supposed to be killed rather than violated. All right. Some people aren't so careful about this Isser Doraisa. But anyway, why am I mentioning it? Not to ruin your day. But just to, because the Rav Yosef Engel counts this, is another example of a Siyag Doraisa, where the Torah itself puts a fence. It's an Isser Doraisa that's around another Isser Doraisa. It's an Isser Doraisa that Hashem was so worried about husbands and wives, about people doing the wrong thing with somebody else's wife, that he said not only is it forbidden to actually have marital relations with another man's wife, it's forbidden to hug and kiss another man's wife. So Rabbi Yosef Engel counts this, lo sikrivu legalas erva, the Torah says. Right? So that's why all the women who you're not allowed to have relations with, you're also not allowed to even hug and kiss. You're not even allowed to be emotionally connected. Because unfortunately, we see it happens. It happens. Right? You think it doesn't happen? It happens. It happens more than we can believe that it happens. That not only that people are hugging and kissing other people's wives, but people are doing worse than that. It happens. So that's why it's a Siyag Doraisa. So I think the message for us is that we have to have a reverence, and I don't want to use the word a fear, but it should bother us so much to commit Yisurim that we should understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, that we're not only supposed to not do the Yisur, we're supposed to put fences around that we shouldn't even be in the position of doing the Yisur. Like if a person, you know, somebody, I think this is the example that I usually give because somebody once gave it for me. And I don't have to be in Manhattan too often, but people say, hey, I always walk to work a certain way, and there's this big billboard that's really inappropriate. Every time I walk to work, so after doing this for like 5 years, and like it bothered me so much, I said, hey, maybe I can walk a different way to work. And if I leave a minute earlier and I walk around, I don't have to walk this way to work, so I don't have to see the billboard all the time and have all the thoughts and whatever and start worrying about the billboard. So I know that every time I walk, so I could leave 30 seconds earlier, and I don't have to watch the, that's called Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti. It's called the Chacham Einav Barosho. But we should have a reverence for mitzvos and Yisurim that that it shouldn't just be that I'm worried, I'm not going to do the Isser itself, but I put fences and guidelines and boundaries. And that's the idea of the 4 days. That's what the Mambam learns from 4 days before. 4 days before, we want to, it's not enough that I'm going to take the animal on that day, I'll do a quick check, make sure there's no mum, and slaughter the animal. No, I'm going to take 4 days before. I'm going to sit there and watch, you know. Right, when it comes to davening in the morning, right? So some people take liberties with coming late to davening, things like that. If davening is something important to us, this is a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to come 5 minutes early. We'll be there 5 minutes early, 10 minutes early to put on the tefillin, to say karbanos, to do whatever we have to do. So if something, these things have importance, so it has preparation. It has mishmeres. These things need to be taken. And it's very similar in the next piece. Similar, I think, unless maybe you could help me with a different idea. So first I quote, I have here for you the Mechilta. What's the next pasuk? V'lakum in Adam, you take from the blood of the Karban Pesach. By the way, just the reason we're focusing on the Malbim on Parshas Bo is Parshas HaChodesh. I got lucky that Tazria is Parshas HaChodesh. I read through the entire Malbim on Tazria. It was all halachic. It was all technical halachic in nature. It's absolutely amazing. It's amazing. But I'm just not so sure you want to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Friday morning to hear it. It's just, it's amazing. It blows your mind. I mean, his knowledge is, it's 50 pages of technical minutia about Saras. You know, and about the, so I just, you know, I'm not going to blame it on you. I'll blame it on myself. I myself didn't have the fortitude to learn through. I mean, I read through the whole thing, but I, anyway, so luckily it's also Parshas HaChodesh. So let's take a look at the next pasuk. And we didn't do these pieces when we did Bo. If you take a look, if you have your sheets from Bo, I checked. This is not Chazara. We didn't get this far. We've talked all about the four sons. If you remember what we talked about Parshas Bo, it was a beautiful shot about how, which I want to go back, and I would urge you, if you want to have something phenomenal with the Seder, fantastic, go back to what we discussed in Parshas Bo a couple of months ago. Parshas Bo on the Malbim's commentary, and Bo is unbelievable. It's one of the most perplexing parts of the Seder is the four sons' questions don't match up to the Psukim and the Chumash of the four sons. So if you go back to what we learned in Parshas Bo, he gives a beautiful rectification of this problem. And he explains how the psukim are really the kashas. The chacham's psukim really are alluding to the chacham's kasha, and the rush's pasuk really is alluding to the rush's question. Even though in the Haggadah we have the wrong, we don't ask the right questions and the right answers. Whatever. Go see what we talked about in Parshas Bo. You can listen to it again online if you want also, before Pesach. Anyway, what's pasuk about? Pasuk Zion. V'lakum in Adam, take from the blood. V'nasnu al shtei amezuzos, you have to place the blood on the two doorposts, v'al hamashkof, and on the top. What do we call that? The mantle. Thank you. I think it's called the lentil. Oh, okay. I learned something this morning. That's what it's called. I know that. How do you spell that? L-E-N-T-L-E? Lentil. T-I-L? L-E-N. It might be that also. Okay, that's a good question. At least you got the word. Okay, we'll have to look it up. Somebody Google it. Okay, not now. Okay. All right, so here we go. So, Rabbi Google. It's unbelievable. Some people were, you know, I had to give a difficult hesped yesterday, so someone came over and gave me a comment about hesped. I said, don't thank me. Thank Rabbi Google. I just Googled, you know, bro. I wanted to say a certain thing about sons following in the paths of their fathers. So I Googled Brakara Davu, and I got like five amazing, beautiful ideas. I'm telling you, with Rabbi Google, you don't even have to know anything anymore. Baruch Hashem. So, Vinasnu, take a look. So, so the Malbim very often is commenting on the Medrash Halacha, right? The Malbim's commentary is based off the Medrash Halacha. So, the Medrash Halacha on Shmos is the Mechilta. It's the Mechilta, right? So, what does the Mechilta say? Vinasnu Ashtam Zuzos Falamashkov. Mi bifnim. So there's going to be 2 points here. The question is, where on the doorpost did you put the blood? Did the doorpost... You got it, Ginger? T-E-O. T-E-O. None of us got it. L-I-N-L-E-N.
L-I-N-T-E-L.
Oh, the lintel. And is that pronounced lintel, not lintel? Lintel. L-I-N-T-E-L. We all learned some. So if we want to take the SATs again, gentlemen, so we'll have we'll be able to do a little bit better. So Venus Lashtam is also Al Mashkov. Mashkov is the lintel. Okay? We learned something. Mibifnim. So the Medrash says you placed the blood on the inside. How do you know? Maybe it's on the outside. Tamalomar. Hashem says, I want to see the blood. I want the blood to be placed in a place that only I can see it, not others. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Nosson Omer, no. He agrees, mibifnim, for a different reason. So Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Nosson both agreed the blood was on the inside. Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, la'olam mibachutz. No, he said the blood had to be on the outside of the doorpost. Why? Kedei sheyu amitzriyim roin umeihen me tachtechen umeihen mischatchen, and their insides would get all chopped up. Mischatchen, chotech. Mischatchen. What does that mean? Take a look at the Malbim. Now he says, Ladas Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Yonasan. Our text is Rabbi Nosson, not Yonasan. There's an issue in the text there, but Ladas Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Yonasan Nosnu mibifnim. V'tamal sh'Rabbi Shmuel d'chsiv v'ra'isi es adam. V'kumash kasa b'mechilta l'kaman v'ra'isi es adam. Hay Rabbi Shmuel omer v'halo ha'kol goli l'fanav. What do you mean v'ra'isi es adam? Hashem can see everything. He has X-ray vision. Ella, b'schar mitzvah zu, anichas aleichem, v'imkein ikaro mibifnim. It's the reward for this mitzvah that I'm going to be merciful on you and I'm not going to kill your firstborn. It's as a reward for following my commandments, for having the boldness to do this mitzvah, v'imkein ikaro mibifnim. What does that mean? Hold on, that's the next shot. We'll get there in 1 second, Gabi. That's the next shot. In other words, the first shot, I think, Gabi, what he's saying is that put it on the inside because this is your symbol of your Mesiris Nefesh for me, that you were willing to kill the Egyptian god because I told you to do it, and you got your hands bloody with the blood of the Karban Pesach in the merit of your sacrifice and your standing up for me. That's why I'm delivering from you for Egypt, because you took a stand. You followed my commandment. I told you to slaughter the Egyptian god, but it's in the merit, so it's on the inside because it's yours. This is yours. It's your Mesiris Nefesh. I think that's what it means. That's what it means. Hanira li v'lo hanira la'acherim. Meaning, I saw your sacrifice here. Rabbi Yonasan lo mashkasav lachem lo osla la'acher. Rabbi Yitzchak, this is what you're saying, Gavi. Take a look. Rabbi Yitzchak l'shitas, Rabbi says, no, it's got to be on the outside. Because in a certain sense, it's going to sound a little whatever, but I want you to stick this in the Egyptian's face. I want all the Egyptians to be able to see it. Hang on, look what he's going to say, Gabi. Rabbi Yitzchak l'shitas b'menachos, al pima shekosev b'tfilin, lachem laos v'lo lachem laos, Rabbi Yitzchak omer einot tzarech, ולכן סביר לי, דעיקר סימס אדם היה בשביל המצרים, שיירו שאין ממש בעבוד הזר שלהם. That it was to stick it in the face of the Mitzrim to show that their avod azara isn't going to help them at this time. Ein mamish b'avod azara shalahem. And just to put it into the next point, v'nas l'ashtem b'zul, we'll stop it with the next one. V'nas l'ashtem b'zul, amashkos k'far esbar b'yel sashachashim, bo shnei shemos b'seder echon, Sidron Ma'akev. Aval im lefamim maktim shem zeh, lefamim shem zeh, ain't Sidron Ma'akev. Upom Rav Nosei Shem Zal Mashkov. Hagam she'ein ha'seder Ma'akev. Tov lahaschil b'mezuzos, shem krov me'lov, ain't ma'viyun ala mitzvahs. So even though it didn't have to go on the doorpost first and then on the lintel, it had to go on the doorpost first and only after that on the lintel, So, why is that? He says we have a rule, Ein Ma'aviyun Ala Mitzvahs. Ein Ma'aviyun Ala Mitzvahs. What's the rule of Ein Ma'aviyun Ala Mitzvahs? Which means, if you're going to take the blood and you're going to approach your doorposts, the first thing you're going to hit is the doorpost. You got to put the blood first on the doorpost, only afterwards on the lintel, because most people, they hit the doorpost first. If you're going to take the blood from wherever it is, and you're going to take your hand, and when you want to put the blood, you're going to hit the doorpost before you hit the top. So you're supposed to go in order. If you have a mitzvah to do, you can't pass up that mitzvah to go to a different mitzvah. You got to do that mitzvah that your hand is passing by first. You don't want to pass over a mitzvah, pass by a mitzvah. Why? Why not? What's the big deal? I think it's the same idea that we talked about before, about respect for mitzvos. You don't want to shaft a mitzvah by passing over. You don't want to, if you have a chance to do a mitzvah, you don't want to pass over that mitzvah and go to a different one. It's the same idea about the care for mitzvos. And similarly to what we're saying over here about the opinions that argue about whether the blood was on the inside or on the outside. The blood's on the inside, says the Malbim, because it's in the merit of your mesiris nefesh for mitzvos that I'm saving you. It's in the merit of your mesiris nefesh for mitzvos, of you being willing to stick it in the face of the Egyptians, of you being willing to, we could say both pshatim are true. You put it on the outside to stick it in the face that you should see that you're willing to show publicly that the Egyptian God didn't mean anything to you. And that mesiris nefesh is what allowed you to be saved in Egypt, and what allowed you to have Yetzias Mitzrayim, this mesiris nefesh for the Korban Pesach. This is what allowed the Jewish people to be freed. That's what the Malbim says. That's what allowed our firstborn to be saved, and the whole Kaddish Li Kol Bechor. It's in the same parasha of Parshas Bo that the firstborn became sanctified. The firstborn became sanctified because Hashem jumped over our firstborn, saved our firstborn, and went and destroyed the firstborn of the Egyptians. All of this is to show the chashivas of mitzvos, the chashivas of following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, Ein Ma'aviyun Ala Mitzvahs, means you can't pass over a mitzvah because that's degrading to a mitzvah. We talked before about preparing for a mitzvah, the 4 days before, about preparing for mitzvahs. It's also about respect for mitzvahs and about asu mishmeres to mishmarati, to do so many things to protect and prepare mitzvahs. That's what this whole month is about. That's what this whole month is about. Okay, there's more to say. You could do the rest for homework. There's not so much more. But I think that the message of this whole month, like Rav Moshe Shapiro says over here in this pamphlet, is it's a whole month of opportunity. This is Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh is supposed to remind us that this whole month is a month of renewal. And that's what Rav Moshe Shapiro also says at the very end. What do we say? We say it every year. Benisan nigalu avoseinu benisan asidim lihigayel. We think we're in this reality of Mitzrayim, of borders, of Meitzarim, of being set in our ways, of having set borders. This is the way our life is. This is the way our life is always going to be. This is the way the life of the Jewish people is. This is the way the life of the Jewish people is. But we follow the moon. We're a people that's not subject to the borders of Mitzrayim. This whole month is a month of Chiddush. And that's why this is also the month of Geula, the month of redemption, the month of things changing, of leaving boundaries, of having new realities. If we are a people of mitzvos, we are a people of ruchnius, we are a people that don't have to be stuck in the same reality all the time. Through limud haTorah, through shmiras haMitzvos, through growth for ourselves, through inspiring our children to growth, our children to learn, our children to develop, we can create the atmosphere for Geula. Hopefully, as we read Parshas HaChodesh this month, we should usher in a month of Hischadshus, a month of renewal, just like it's Hayom Atem Yotzim B'Chodesh HaAviv. We dafka went out of Mitzrayim in the month of Aviv, in the month of spring. The whole idea of spring is you have a barren land. It looks like there's nothing there. You take a look, it looks like dirt. You look at barren dirt, and the spring comes, and all of a sudden the barren dirt gives forth life, wheat and barley and food. That's what this month is about. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that through our avoda, through our limud haTorah, through our mesiris nefesh for limud haTorah, through our mesiris nefesh for treating Shabbos the right way, for treating Gili Arayos the right way, for treating davening the right way, for treating all the mitzvahs with appropriate
respect, with preparation, ein mavir nala mitzvos, and not passing over them, and not degrading mitzvos, and treating them with respect, and going out of our ways to do them with above and beyond the call of duty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go above and beyond the call of duty. And finally, may this month of Nisan be a month of deliverance, a month of hischadshus for all of Am Yisrael. May we ultimately be zoche this month to see that merit of Benisan Nigalo Avaseda Benisan Masidim Ligal. May it come from here, v'yameinu, amen, v'amen. V'adachan me'kashem me'erotak ha'shbrochu l'zachos Yisrael zikon kebolem toro mitzvah sh'ne'amar Adonai chafetz l'man tzidiko yagdil toro v'yadir.